Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shiur and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Nidah, Daf Lamed Bet Amud Bet at the bottom. I'm about to take a look at the rest of Mishnah Aleph, and this is the fourth perek, the status of the Kutim, who due to really excessive observance, end up messing up their Yimei Nidah, and as a result, we have to assume that all of them are Bo'alei Nidot. So therefore, Kutim Atamim Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon. Now again, as I mentioned in the previous podcast, that phrase usually means just the regular halacha of Midras, of Mishkav Moshav, which means things that the Zav or the Nida or the Yoledet sits on or reclines on or rides on, everything underneath them, even several layers under, is an Avatuma. But now, what does it mean here? My Mishkav Tachton Kelyon. If it means that he's sitting on, let's say, 10 mats, then pshita da'daris lehu. He's done midras on them. So it can't mean that. What it means is that that which is underneath a bo'al nida, a regular bo'al nida, is like the Elyon Shel Zav. Let's see what that means. Ma Elyon Shel Zav. Now here's the thing. A Tachton, meaning something that's underneath a Zav, like the mattress, etc., is Metame Adam Litame Begadim, which means if a person touches it, he's Tame and his Begadim are Tame. So now, the Elyon of a Zav, which we will find out is a garment that he's wearing as an example, that itself is only matame food, which is much lighter. So af tachtonosha bol nida matame lo ochlin mashkin. So therefore, a bol nida is taken down one peg in the stringency of tuma, so that his bed or mattress or things underneath are only matame ochlin mashkin and not adam latame begadim. Now, Elyon Shel Zav Minalan, what's our source that Elyon Shel Zav is only the time that much? The text says about a Zav that anybody who touches anything that literally that's under him is Tameh. Now, my Tachtav, what does under him mean? If you think it means under the Zav, maybe Isha Sheigamish Kavon Nafka. We already said that if you touch his bed, you're Tameh. Read it as follows. Tachtav is not that the object is under the Zav, but rather the Zav is under the object. Anything that he is, anything under which the Zav is. That which is Elyon. That's what we're calling Elyon. So for instance, a beged. So now, what did the text do by giving it a different kind of tuma and not leaving it in the same category of tachton? It made it a lighter tuma. Took it to the lightest level, and it's only matame food and drink. Now, let's play with that. Let's not be so radical. Let's say that the Torah took it from Tuma Chamura, which means it's Metame Adam, who is then Metame Begadim, to put it to it's Metame An Adam or Begadim with direct contact. So the answer is, Amar Kra Yitma Tuma Kala Mashva. When it says at the end of the Pasuk, Yitma, the idea is the lightest kind of Tuma. How they got there from the word Yitma is unclear. Now, how do we know that that which is underneath the Bo'al Nida has that same relatively lenient status as Elyon Shel Zav that we just discovered? Tanya, if a man sleeps with a Nida, her Nida is on him. What does that mean? I might think that means he joins her, which means if she was, let's say, in day 4 of her Nida, when he had beer with her, he's also now in day 4 and has to finish day till day 7. Talmud Lomar Yitma Shivat Yamim. That's why it says he's Tameh for 7 days, meaning his own clock starts now. So why is the Torah saying her Nida is on him if he doesn't join her calendar? I might think that this Bo'al Nida has a very light Tumah. He can't be Matameh a person or Kalim. Talmud Lomar Tinatalav. He's like she is. So the duration is different, but the impact is the same. Mahi matama adam klei cheres, just like a nida is matame a person she touches, or klei cheres. Afu matame adam klei cheres, same thing with him. Imahi osamishkav mashav latame adam matame begadim. But what else do we know about a nida? her chair and underneath her chair and her bed and underneath her bed are all metame adam, and that goes further to begadim. I might think the same thing about a bowl nida. The Torah went out of its way to add anything he lies on is metame. There's no reason to say that. Why mention it separately? Same thing we saw earlier. The Torah mentioned it explicitly in order to say, even though it should be included in the fact that he's like the Nida, and made it separate to say he has a lighter tumah. He's only metame food and drink. Okay, parach of Achai. So Achai challenges him. Even nitkwa katub mitumacham orviyo day tumakala, meaning latol latame adam atumim gadim. I'm going to metame. Same question we had before, which is why be so radical? Why don't we suggest that the Torah took him from a tumachamura to a tumakala, meaning it's only metame adam or begadim, but certainly food. So Rasi yitma tumakala mashva. Same thing we had before. Again, the word yitma indicates the lightest kind of tumah. Okay. Ema utinatalav kol. Why don't we learn the entire pasuk differently and say utinatalav is a general statement? Bechol amishkav, which is specific, is a prat. Is a kol prat? Enuk bechol mashaprat. All we have is the prat, which is mishkav moshavin midiachri lo. Right, which means that not, his maga is nothing, which would be very strange. If a bowl nida touches something, we'd certainly think it's tameh. So, abay yitma shivat yamim mafsi kainyan. You don't have a klal uprat as far as such. You have utina talav yitma shivat yamim chol mishkava sheishkav alav. So that yitma shivat yamim is an interruption. Have a klal uprat mechakin zemizah. That's when you have a klal distance from the prat. Chol klal uprat mechakin zemizah ain't any oto bchol uprat. That's not how we judge them. So Rav Amar Le'olam Danin, no, we could do that. We mentioned earlier we have a Tana of Eliyahu, a Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, who was willing to learn Klal U'Prat U'Klal, for instance, that we're not the same, or other where it's a little more flexible. So it says we could do this also. And the thing is, it says V'chol Ribu Yahu. The word V'chol is an expansion, V'chol Mishkav, to say we have to expand it further than just Mishkav Moshav. Madgav Yaakov E Makihi. Why don't we say that he's like she? In the case of the Nida, we don't distinguish between her touching something and that which she's lying on. And what impact does it have? To be Matame Adam, who is then Matame Begadim. In other words, we're Machmir. So why don't we say the same thing? And say, just like he, if he touches a person, that it doesn't go further to the Begadim. So say the same thing with the Mishkav. Right? Amarava alav latino mashma. Niata alav, alav indicates that there should be some sort of a chumra, something weighing on him. And so therefore we do distinguish and say that his moshav is a little bit more chamur than his magat. Okay, nation boalinidot. So the Mishnah said the reason that they have this tumah is because they're boalinidot, right? Atukula boalinidot. All the kutim are boalinidot. They generally don't engage in premarital sex. So it's like migdalah mesuotchanu. Yeah, we're talking about men who are married. They are all metame mishkav tachton kelin because they have relations with their wives, and their wives are all nidot. And now let's see why. V'hen yoshvot adam. I'll call dam v'dam. Tanya, let's get the back end. Amar Rav Meir. And again, it's Rav Meir who is the author of our Mishnah, as we saw in the previous podcast. Imin Yashua called Dam Vadam Takana Gdola Ilahin. The fact that they observe all Dam, that makes them very good. Ella Shiraot Dam Edom Ashtimoto Tola Dam Yerok. Here's what happens. They might see Dam Yerok and consider that they start Nida, which means that they're not concerned with any color Dam as counts. And then on day four, they see Dam Edom, and instead of saying that's day number one, that's day number four. And 3 days later, they go to the mikvah at night, and they're finished, whereas they're really in the middle of Yumei Nida. This is a whole different issue, one that we last really encountered in depth in Moed Katan, which is that the day that they're mafsik as a zava, meaning a woman has dam for a few days out of sequence, and she's a zava, they observe ziva. On the last day when she does a hefsek batara, she counts that as the first day of nikim, which is against our tradition, which is to wait until you've done a hefsek batara, and then the next day is your first day of nikim. So magra mechama, it's his perenu. Why can't she count it? Rananami's pray. We should also do the same. We hold that a part of a day is considered a day for avelut. It's classically where it's mentioned, right? And that's why, for instance, if somebody starts sitting shiva at the end of the day, sits for 5 minutes, that already counts as one day. And on the seventh day, he gets up on the 30th day, he begins shaving or whatever it is right after sunrise. So Amarava Imken Shikhadzera Sata Baziva Ichemishkachala. Rava argues from the consequence, which is, if you would argue that Miktsatayom Kahulo is an operative principle when it comes to Nikishiva Nikim, then you'd end up with an absurdity, which is the Torah says that Shichvat Zera, if a man is a Zav, and during his Shiva Nikim he asks him Shichvat Zera, that day doesn't count. That day alone. So now, how would it ever happen that that day wouldn't count? If Miktsatayom Kahulo, because after he saw the Shichvat Zera, he had a little bit of the day, and that day should count now as a day anyways. So there could never be an institution of Shichvat Zera being soter a day if Miktsatayom Kahulo. So the answer is not necessarily. If he saw Shichvat Zera in the middle of the day, you're right, you'd count the rest of the day as that day. But if he saw it at the very end of the day, then he would lose the day. Okay. Are we going to go tell the Pasuk the only time you apply is right before sunset? Yeah. You have to ignore that. In other words, you have to accept the pasuk as being that. Because the pasuk sort of speaks for itself based on the principle of Miktsatayom Kahulo. Okay. So at this point, we've kind of argued that the kutim are not necessarily wrong. So Rambam Chama asked the following question. A woman is a zava. And now she has to keep Shiva Nakim. And in the middle of that time, she has Shichvat Zera come out of her. How would that happen? She had Bia with her husband, and the next day she became a Zava. And so now it's the third day, or immediately after having Bia with her husband. We'll make this all legit. She saw Dam. And let's say that that was just before Shkiat HaChama. A little later that night she saw Dam again, so that's two. The next night she saw Dam again, and that's still only 24 hours or so after having had beer with her husband, 26 hours. She's now a Zava. Let's say that the next morning she can start counting clean days. And let's say she's able to be Mafsik Batara the next day. So we're now, let's say, at 49 hours. And then she has some Shichvat Zera come out. Remember, Shichvat Zera during the first 3 days is considered Shichvat Zera and is Matam in the woman. The question is, or is Tamei, question is, does that now interrupt her Shiva Nakim? Now, the question is as follows. Ro Aita V'Soteret, Odilma Nogat Aita V'Lo Satra. What is it that makes Paleta Shichvat Zera Tamea? Is it she's like someone who's having Shichvat Zera come out of her, sort of a female version of that, and she's Tamea? In which case, it's a tumor really of emission, and therefore it cancels the day out. Or is she Tamea because she touched Shichvat Zera, touched her body, and therefore it's like touching Shasheris. That wouldn't interrupt her Shiva Nakim. So I'm a Rava, Lefum Chorfa Shaveshta. Rava said, you were so sharp, you made a mistake. But you didn't notice how wrong the question is. Ninamida Satra come at Tistor. Okay, even if you want to say that it's soter, how much should it be soter? Tistor Shiva, you want it to cancel out all 7 days? Daya Kabbalah, she can't be worse than the guy, and the guy only loses 1 day. Because remember, if a guy's a Zav, and he has a Shichvat Zera in the middle of his Shiva Nakim, it only cancels 1 day. And as a regular Boel, he's only Tomei to Materev. So Tistor Yom Achad, you want her to be soter only 1 day? The Zava is Tahara after the whole process. What does Achar mean? Achar l'chulan. She can't have any tum in the middle. So how could you say it's soter? A woman doesn't have the same thing as a man where she can have a partial suspension. Either it's called clean or not. Or nothing. So with the Tamech, let's turn it around, Rava, and say, Zav gufa hechisater. How could you have Shichvat Zera be soter 1 day? He's got the same drasha. This is on the 8th day of the Tahara, and then he brings the Korban, etc. Has to be with no Tumah in the middle. What's our answer? It means that the guy can't have Ziva in the middle of those 7 days. But other Tumot, he could touch a Sheretz, could be at a funeral, or he could also have Shichvat Zera. So the same thing with the girl, the Poleta Shichvat Zera won't be a problem. Because even though it might even be considered a roa, she's not roa ziva. Okay, Mechal Abiyat Mikdash. So we said at the end of the Mishnah that nonetheless a kuti who walks into the Mikdash is not chayav because they're safek. Her papa equal to Tavach. Her papa came to this town called Tavach. Amar Iika Tsumra Abonin Hacha, if there's a Talmud Chacham in town, Ezel Akabalape. He was probably on business. Her papa was known to travel out for his business. He said, if there's a Talmud Chacham in town, I'll go greet him. Amalehi Savta. So some old lady told him, Ika hacha tzur rabbanu. We have a Talmid Chacham in town for Rabbi Shmuel Shrei, known as Rabbi Shmuel. V'tani Matnita. He's a teacher of Breitot, meaning he's like a walking library. You should be like him. If they're blessing me with him as the model, he must be a very observant guy, a very heaven-fearing person, God-fearing person. So Papa went to see this Rabbi Shmuel. Ramale Torah. He brought him a whole ox to eat. Ramale Manitin Adadi. And then he challenged him with these Breitot in conflict. Rapapa brought this sort of as Rav Shmuel was preparing the Torah. That the kuti, who walks him in the mikdash or touches truma, doesn't have the same consequence as a vare tuma because it's safek. Alma, what do we see from this mishnah? We do not burn truma because of a safek tuma. Okay, that's something we've been seeing many times. Well, meaning, here's the challenge. Al shisha sfeikot safina tat truma. We do burn truma for six kind of sfeikot, and one of them is al safek bigdei ama aretz. If an ama aretz, his garments touch truma, then we burn the truma, even though tumat ama aretz is only a concern, not a certainty. So, amar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa said, yeh rava l'ta'achil hai Torah l'shlami. You should eat this ox in peace. In other words, I'm going to give you the answer. Our Mishnah is talking about a kuti who's a chaver. I mean, he's a member of the collegium, and he's a Talmid Chacham. But remember, kuti chaver bol nida mashvidla. You've just told us that the guy in the Mishnah is a papas possible bol nida. How could you call him say he's a kuti chaver? So shavke, Rav Papa walked away. But after the coming of Shimi Barashi, came to him. My time alone mashvidla. So Rav Shimi Barashi said, Rav Papa, why didn't you come back and answer? But kuti shnaval ba'alat. It was a kuti who went to the mikvah, regular kuti, went to the mikvah in front of us, which means we're not concerned about him being a bol nida, probably. V'dor asal bigdei chaver, and he walked onto the gadim of a chaver. V'azlu bigdei chaver v'nagu v'truma, and then somebody picked up these garments and put them on truma, on top of truma. So now the truma is likely not tameh, and therefore we don't burn it. Let's see why. The imishum tumat amaretz, if it's because the generic tumat amaretz that we have, hatavile, he was tovo in front of us, so that doesn't exist. The imishum bol nida, if it's because this guy's a bol nida, we have a suffolk bal bakarv, suffolk lo bal bakarv. Let's even say he's a kuti and his wife's a nida who sometimes counts green blood and then red blood and she's off. So we don't know if he was bol recently or a long time ago last, which means he may, since he went to the mikveh, he may be clean of that anyways. Think so about Babakov, and even if his bia was within the last few days, less than 7 days, Sofek Ishtemato Yerok, Sofek Lo Ishtemato, we don't even know if she's really off her calendar, if she saw first some non-blood and counted it and then saw blood. Rafi Sfek Sfeka, so we have a Sfek Sfeka. Sofek, his wife was even Anita, and Sofek that, even if she was Anita, Sofek that he was below her closer to now, more recently than now, so that his tefillah doesn't work for Bol Nida. Sfek Sfeka, lo Sofek and Truma. We do not burn Truma for a Sfek Sfeka. But the Mishnah that says, Al Shisha Sfekot, that's a regular Sofek. V'tevikon Mishum Big Day Amaretz. So wait a second. Besides the guy being an Amaretz, so he went to the mikvah, but he's wearing Big Day Amaretz. And they didn't go to the mikvah. Our Big Day Amaretz Midrash the Prushin, the famous Mishnah Chagiga, that the Prushin consider Big Day Amaretz to be like Midrash Hazav. So I'm a Lebekuti Arum. So let's say the guy never put on his clothes. And as he came out of the mikvah, and he walked on Big Day Chaver, and those Begadim went and touched Truma. Now we've got this very small Sfek Sfeka that he might be a Bol Nida still within those days, and therefore for that we don't burn Truma. So the upshot is that we, from here at least, that we do burn Truma for Sofek. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the first part of with Mishnah Bet, and then we'll do the first part of Mishnah Gimel in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.